Hi, I'm Polita, and I'm going to show you how you can build Cordova apps for Windows 10 today. I'll start out with why Cordova is a great choice for mobile development, show you how you can use Cordova to build an app for Windows 10, talk about our next steps, then share some places to learn more. More and more, apps dominate the mobile experience because they allow users to get the best experience on their mobile device. But building native apps for iOS, Android, and Windows can be time-consuming and expensive. Using Apache Cordova, you can build apps for mobile platforms more quickly. Apache Cordova is an open source framework that allows developers to build mobile applications that target iOS, Android, and Windows with a single HTML codebase across all platforms. It uses a hosted web view to load your JavaScript app. To target the special capabilities of the mobile device, such as the camera or the accelerometer, plugins abstract the platform differences and provide app developers a JavaScript API that's common across the platform. I'm going to talk primarily about how you can target the new Windows 10 platform from a Cordova app in this video. I'll do so using Visual Studio 2015 and the Cordova Windows platform. Let's get started. I'm going to use Visual Studio 2015 running on Windows 10 to create a simple location app. I'll use Visual Studio to create a new project, and I'll pick the Apache Cordova template, and we'll call this My Location App. Now Visual Studio is going to create all the files for my Cordova app for me. In the Solution Explorer, I can see all of my files, and the ones I am going to deploy as my app go in the www folder. Inside scripts are the files that I am going to be dealing with most. Since I'm going to use Angular to create my app, I'm going to drag and drop Angular into the scripts folder. And now I can reference Angular from my index.html file. I'll add a script reference directly to that file. And you can see that Visual Studio is giving me help in finding that script tag. Now that I've referenced Angular, I'm going to add a small snippet of code. And this snippet of code includes the UI for my location app. This is a very simple Angular controller that contains a button that when I press it will find my location and show it to me in my app. Now let's add some code to populate this controller. My index.js represents all the code for my application. I'm going to add to my index.js a few lines of code that represent the controller for my location finder. Because we're using Angular, we need to pass in the Angular object. And on the reference, we'll actually also pass in the window.angular object. This piece of code is creating an Angular module and the controller that actually pulls from my GPS device on my computer the geolocation current position. This is using a Cordova API and then populating the scope, lat, and long variables to data bind in the UI. One more small thing we'll do to make this very readable is we'll make the UI just a little bit bigger by making the font size large. And again, you can see that Visual Studio is giving me a little bit of help while I type. Great. Now we need to configure our app so that we can run it on Windows 10. The first thing I'll do is update the version of the Cordova CLI from 4.3.1 to 5.1.1. Cordova CLI 5.1.1 is required to support Windows 10. Now that I actually support 5.1.1, I can build for Windows and close the config designer. And now Visual Studio is adding the Windows platform to my Cordova app. When it's done, I can reopen the designer, and under Windows, I can now choose to target Windows 10 instead of Windows 8.1. Because we're using the GeoLoke version on my computer, I will click GeoLoke and add the GeoLoke plugin to my project. Now I should be able to run this app on my local machine and see it run on Windows 10. I can also run it in an emulator for Android or in an emulator for iOS. I can see my app when I click to find my location. Because this app is asking for my GPS location, Windows 10 asks if it's okay with me to allow access. I'll say yes. And now asynchronously, it's pulling my GPS coordinates. And you can see it running on my machine. I can also choose directly from Visual Studio to target my ARM device and deploy directly to my device. For instance, this might be my phone. Let's deploy it now. And here's my app running on my Windows 10 phone. As you just saw, you can use Visual Studio 2015 to build Cordova apps that target iOS, Android, and now the breadth of Windows 10 devices. Of course, you can also choose to continue to target previous versions of Windows and Windows Phone with Visual Studio's tools for Apache Cordova. The Windows Cordova platform, including Windows 10 support, is documented on the Apache Cordova website. You can find how-tos on Cordova and Windows development in Visual Studio on the Visual Studio Cordova site and the Visual Studio blog. And Windows Dev Center is your best resource for Windows app development and deployment. Thank you.